Like Christ, Padre Pio wanted to approach sinners, and not only those who were already living a holy life. In this video, we present Padre Pio's words of encouragement and hope for those who repent. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin monk, mystic, and incredible miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share, and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Before we get into Padre Pio's words of encouragement and hope, let me first tell you what Padre Pio's biographers had to say about his ministry as a confessor. Father John Shug was a Capuchin and a biographer of Padre Pio. He said that in the confessional, Padre Pio was a surgeon of souls. The biographer says that when Padre Pio did not know how to touch and penetrate the hearts and souls of people who came to him for confession, he would in fact ask Jesus, "How can I approach these souls? How can I get to them? Break that shell, that facade that they created through their selfishness." Well, God answered Padre Pio's prayers by giving him the gift of reading souls. It was not uncommon for Padre Pio to recite the penitent's sins as if he were reading their conscience, even before they would say anything. In 1958, 10 years before Padre Pio's death, the biographer Nesta de Rebec shared his experience of the saint's confession in the Church of Our Lady of Graces. He writes, "Something makes people want to go to confession, where they might have to hear Padre Pio accurately listing their sins and most intimate problems. This occurred and occurs with many people." John McCaffrey, another biographer and friend who knew Padre Pio well, said the following about Padre Pio's ministry as a confessor. "Padre Pio's day revolved around his confessional, and it is above all as a confessor, I believe, that he would like to be remembered. Hour after hour, day after day, week after week, he has been there for 50 long years." Let me just remind you that Padre Pio was the spiritual director of the community, he gave advice to the hospital he built in San Giovanni, and he received huge volumes of letters every day. In addition to all this, he bore the wounds and sufferings of Christ. Even without the long and tiring hours of concentrating in the confessional, Padre Pio's existence was something that even the greatest human strength could not bear for a long time. It was a life that would have been impossible to bear without the complete immersion in Christ. But for 50 years, he led this all during the intense heat and terrible cold of San Giovanni. What was Padre Pio like as a confessor? Well, his approach is described as everything for everyone. All sincere men and women were at once wrapped in the mantle of His Holiness. They came out not only forgiven, but with a sharper sense of what sin really means. Now let's get into Padre Pio's powerful words of encouragement for those who repent. Padre Pio encouraged not to give up when sin is committed. He said, "They should not waste time blaming themselves. Rather, they should tell the Lord that they have repented for their sins, stand up, and continue walking the path of holiness." He did not want his penitents to be bogged down by guilt after confessing, but rather to follow Peter's example. After denying the Lord, Peter wept, repented, and after Christ's resurrection, declared his love for Jesus. Padre Pio advised not to despair because of sins committed, like Judas, who after betraying Jesus ran to hang himself. After a penitent had asked for God's forgiveness and was determined not to sin anymore, Padre Pio would say, "Strengthen yourselves through prayer, humility, and boundless trust in divine help. Surrender yourselves as a beloved son of the Heavenly Father in His loving arms, and do not fear the war the enemy has declared on you." In the time of Padre Pio, just like today, many people refuse to believe in hell. Once, when a rich, luxuriously dressed woman told the saint that she did not believe in hell, he replied, "You will believe when you get there." On a different occasion, a woman once admitted to Padre Pio that she was tormented by fear whenever she thought of her sinful nature and weaknesses. Padre Pio told her not to be afraid and added, "Let us be deeply humbled and confess that if God were not our breastplate and our shield, we would be hit at once and for all kinds of sin. That is why we must always keep ourselves in God as we persist in our spiritual exercises and learn to serve Him rather than ourselves." Now, Padre Pio also considered confessional essential to him as well. Aware of his own need to be forgiven and constantly seeking reconciliation with God and those around him, Padre Pio insisted that people confess their sins regularly. To those who thought that God could never forgive them for their most serious sins, he always said, "God's mercy is infinitely greater than the evil you have committed." Last but not least, have a listen to this anecdote where Padre Pio expresses his absolute trust in the redemptive power of the blood of Jesus. Once a group of ladies were waiting for Padre Pio to pass. It occurred to Padre Pio that there was a woman in the group of questionable morals. With his supernatural intuition, the saint spoke to them gently. "Would that one of you who had the courage to follow Mary Magdalene in sin also have the strength to follow her in penance? Anyone who has fallen into the mud can be saved if there is enough will." Upon hearing these words, one of the women fell to her knees, asking for forgiveness and promising to start a new life. "Come down, my dear," said Padre Pio. "God's compassion is unlimited, and the blood of Jesus washes away all the sins of the world." Thank you for listening, and if you haven't yet, please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.